make you do a double take. Plan shock, a showstopper, flow pop, a head knock, a beat shala, shell dropper. Hello and welcome to On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we're the Sherman Sisters. On the Rag is a podcast where we read a gossip magazine from 20 years ago today and share all of the coldest gossip from that era. So this week we have an Us Weekly, blessedly, from the week of March 7th, 2005. The cover stories on it are What Her Emails Said, Paris Interview. So this is, the Library of Alexandria was actually reconstructed, bedazzled, and then hacked into. And that's what happened this week.
Oh, no.
Paris's bedazzled sidekick was hacked. And all of her contacts, text messages, emails, photos, everything.
It was like, surprise, she's rotten.
She's rotten. And like a bunch of celebrities were getting like prank called and stuff. It was bad. Anyways, Hollywood's hot secrets spill as her embarrassing messages and racy pics go public. It's
I
a
love
nightmare.
This conservative tweedy little jacket they have her in to convey that she really is very sorry.
She was such a little
toot. I look at her though and I'm like, I know Kathy was like, I'm tired as hell, but honestly, that girl's having fun and good for her.
I hope so.
I think Kathy was like, what are you gonna do?
I mean, they sent her to that like.
Oh, never mind.
They sent her to that, like,
opposite.
Scared straight
I
situation.
I like to imagine Kathy would handle that with grace. But no, they sent her to an abusive, scared straight home.
Yeah, I think, I would suspect that Kathy and Paris have done quite a lot of therapy together to be able to, like, have the relationship that they do currently.
Jeez Louise, dude.
That's just a guess. Okay, sexy Oscar fashion secrets. So, from what I could gather, the Oscars had not yet happened, but they knew that they were going to be happening that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, well, we got to get ahead of this, even though we don't currently have any photos of what the people are going to wear.
So they had like sucks.
They had like speculation about who would have the best dress.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna like who they chose.
Okay, it's got to be Kate B.
Exactly.
And if I recall correctly, did she not? She stunned certainly, but I don't remember the dress.
She zags a lot, and that it's not always popular. She doesn't always make choices that are widely understood.
Remember when everyone said that absolutely stunning, like, beautiful, like, Regency-looking dress that she wore looked like a toilet seat cover?
Right. I mean...
There's simply no pleasing some of these people.
That's what I'm saying.
Some of y'all are no better than dogs.
It's like the girls that get it.
And I don't want to talk to you.
Get it. And the girls that don't. Yeah. You know? She's not for everyone.
No.
And neither are we. Tom's hot new woman. This was surprising.
Okay.
His publicity flavor of the week is. And yeah, they've also got...
Ileana Douglas.
What? Where? Oh, his hot new woman. I was like, where is Ileana Douglas?
Oh my God, where?
That's crazy.
Doc.
But before we dive into this, honestly, pretty mid and weird
it's been,
issue.
It's like when the movies that they release in February all suck. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, all the Us Weeklies, people have been waiting.
Yeah.
Summer is when drama happens.
Exactly. Before we dive into this issue, let me ask my sister.
In the world is in that bag. What you got in that bag?
What's in your bag this week?
Thanks for asking, babe. A We Love Video membership.
Oh, hell yeah. They have memberships?
That's how you have to do it.
Okay.
It's like $10 a month, but I think you get, it's like a certain number of rentals or something like that.
If you throw in a bumper sticker, I'm
no,
in.
Yeah, I love the vibe there. It's it's giving very, like, you know, cool shitty.
Yeah, it is.
In a way that's like, it's a very hard thing to authentically achieve these days because it's easier than ever to not be shitty.
Exactly.
I
was surprised when we went into the new and improved, and by that I mean actually new and way worse.
way worse.
So if you've lived in Austin ever, you may know We Love Video. They had, when I first moved here, I think two locations, right? One of them was on Airport. And it was, like, really impressive in my memory. Now,
no, because it had a loft, and that felt really cool.
It did. Yeah. And it was, like, wood. Everything was wood.
It felt very cozy.
And there were just a shit ton of videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was just a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel that the inventory was that full at the sort of dark...
Here's what it is. I actually think it's decently full. It's just horribly merchandised.
Yeah, maybe.
In my memory, the ceilings in there are like 16, 17 feet tall.
Yeah.
And like, that's too tall for a video store.
Yeah.
but
they gotta do something to make it feel a little cozier.
It's not the vibes. They have a cool like TV installation up front, but like,
could we get a rug?
We need a few rugs.
Like, we need some lamps.
To be honest, we need some like red curtains.
Yeah,
we need some fun.
We need some glamour.
Yeah,
yeah. And honestly, give me a budget of $600 in an Amazon account. I'll make it happen.
See if I don't
babe.
Make it happen. Yeah,
I love this place.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do better.
Well, I think that actually volunteer run.
Okay.
Which made me feel better about the fact that when I called them on Friday, I called them to see if they had Wild at Heart.
Yeah.
Because we're on our Lynch journey.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And then, like, the back and forth that I had with this woman was so confusing because we were both stoned. And, like, it felt so wild to talk to someone. It's like, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I overstand. but, yeah. Anyway, we're members now. I am excited to flex on that.
Do you think they're going to ask you to sign up for a volunteership?
I would love
to. Is it a co-op?
I think it is co-op. And I would... Do you want to volunteer with me? Can you imagine spending a Friday night stoned in our volunteer gig?
That sounds great. Except I don't really think I'd want to be on North Loop at night.
Why? Why?
Actually, yeah.
What makes you think that?
Maybe I don't want to volunteer.
You could probably do it for Sunday afternoon, though, like when you and I hopped in there.
Yeah, you know, there's still an interesting crowd.
That's true. And you've got a lot going on.
I do got a lot
going on. Which way, Western woman? Are we going to be a Pilates instructor or...
or a volunteer at a video store? Anyways. Okay, congratulations on your membership, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked on that, actually. I got a photo. Clover picked up the DVD of Wild at Heart and like dropped it in my lap. And I had to take a photo of that happening. Pretty racy movie, by the way. And I was just, like, I almost sent it to you to be like, I want to drop this in a parenting group and just set the bomb off. Like, just say nothing and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, anyway, silly.
She's so cute.
I did not watch it with her, to be clear.
Of course.
I'm not. I'm not insane.
You can't watch a movie with a kid, no matter what it is.
No, we tried to watch The Grinch at Christmas, and she was like, I'm literally 12 months old.
Right, like, I'm not sitting here.
Right.
Forget it.
Yeah, we know they're like, no screen time before 18 months. It's like,
please.
It doesn't super matter, because she doesn't engage.
Yeah.
Like, she'll, well, let me take that back.
Bluey.
Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
She will.
Yeah.
More than I'd like.
It's cute.
She said bish a lot recently, but like I've been like, oh, she's just putting words together. And Craig was like, I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah, anyway. Great mom. The Oscars are in my bag.
Okay. I didn't watch a single minute of it.
I hardly saw any of the movies
this year. I didn't
either. I saw Conclave.
I loved Conclave.
And
Wicked.
The Substance and Wicked.
I haven't seen The Substance.
Yeah, it's worth seeing, I guess. It's just, it did really gross me out. Yeah. It's supposed to.
Body horror is tough for me.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, I had a really good time watching it because it was like Conan hosted and I get the impression he largely wrote the show or like had several trusted staff write it. Because it all felt Conan.
Yeah.
And like silly little skits had me laughing, girl. June Squibb delivered like the line of the evening.
Oh, I gotta watch them.
She was like, it's not actual, I'm actually Bill Skarsgård. and God, what did she say? I get called up for all the big parts. Pennywise and It, June Squibb at the Oscars. Conan,
she's
she went
so
out
cute.
There, it was her and... Scarlett Johansson and Conan Aww. Said both of my hall passes. I was like, that's sweet.
That's really cute.
Get that old lady in there. Come on. Make her smile.
He's so funny.
Man, I was just like, oh, it feels good to like watch a stupid award show.
Yes,
and like the vibe felt like chiller.
Yeah.
Because the last time I'd watched the Oscars, I think was in 21, where I'm pretty sure
was
it was like
Will Smith
filmed
one?
By a drone. And no, I did watch the slap. No, I didn't. I just saw it later.
Oh, I watched it live.
You
I
watched
thought it
the
was
slap live.
I thought, I was like, what is this bizarre sketch that they've got going on? I thought surely
See,
it was.
That to me, I was like, the Oscars are cooked. It's never coming back. Because like, that is like, the vibe was still tense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
isn't
just,
he banned permanently?
I think he's banned permanently.
That sucks.
Like, tensions were high
He's an
enough.
Oscar winner.
Yeah, and
he can't even go
last
back.
Last year, did they have Joe Coy host it? Remember there being
God,
drama about
yes.
it and, like, not being good at all?
Yeah.
So
And he blamed it on his writers, I think.
That's awful.
Right.
To get Conan back, it's like, Are we back, baby?
We might be back, baby.
Are we back? Like, and also, like, it is impressive that a horror movie got nominated.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen. That's kind of fun, you know? Well,
and then I watched the trailer for Anora, and I was like, I really had hardly heard anything about it. And then I read the review of it on Vulture, and I was like, this sounds honestly, like, kind of a blast. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it sounds...
Everyone at the party I was at last night,
they was all, it fun?
Yeah, they all really enjoyed it.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
That actually, they seemed to feel strongly about liking it a lot. And you know what? Actually, I will say we really are truly back in the sense of, like, in our domain here, because Adrienne Brody and Halle Berry kissed again last night.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you know what? She initiated it and she was like, I've been wanting to get you back about this for 20 years. Ha ha ha. And I was like, whoa, she just put to death an ecosystem of at least 100 think pieces strong.
Yeah.
Because do you know the ink that has been spilled about
that
specific situation from every potential possible angle?
Yeah.
And
I still do wonder, though, if I'm like, I wonder if she wanted to, like, put that to bed.
That,
like,
could be
just,
it.
Just, like, she was like, that this is annoying.
That's what,
but
I'm,
like,
saying is, like,
I still think it was really inappropriate of him to do.
Absolutely. But she has not really let her feelings on it one way or the other
be known.
At all.
Yeah.
And so there's been a lot of filling in the blanks and, like, putting yourself in her position and, like, speaking for all women and all this stuff. And it's like, most every woman I know, if that happened to them, they'd be like, ew,
I would be
gross.
Really grossed out.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's just so interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting to finally put a button on it, I think. Whether we really feel that was, like, orchestrated.
It's like, whether it is or whether it was or wasn't, we're just not going to talk about it anymore.
I think it's like, we just have to bury it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I mean, like, I really remember so many, like, Jezebel-type conversations regarding this.
Yeah, totally. For sure.
Because we used to just
that
really
was 20
talk
years
about
ago?
Pop culture a lot.
Or when did that happen?
Longer. It was 20, I would think it was 2002.
Oh my
happened.
God.
Can you believe it? They both look incredible.
Yeah.
I have to say.
I heard
it's
his
wild
speech
that
was
he's
giving
aging that well.
Blowhard, though.
Yeah, well, they tried to play him off,
and he was
he
like,
said,
no,
I can ask. He was basically like, I have more time. I've done this before. bananas. Yeah.
Rude.
I also learned last night that the director's last name is Corbet. I thought it was Corbett. Brady Corbet.
Oh, interesting. I really haven't thought about that young man at all, to be honest.
To me, he was the guy in Funny Games, and now you're telling me he's an Academy Award-winning director. Yeah.
You're joking.
No, it's that Brady Corbet.
Damn, I don't feel like people talk about Funny Games enough.
No one last night knew what I was talking about when I was talking about Funny Games.
It's him and Michael Pitt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. God, that movie is scary as hell.
And once again, Naomi Watts.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again,
her.
Naomi Watts.
God, that movie is so scary.
So scary.
Oh my
Jeez
God.
Jeez Louise. Ooh. Man.
Ooh. Anyways, chat, weigh in. You guys see Funny Games?
Please, seriously. Final thing in my bag. It's all about the movies this week, baby.
Mm-hmm. The movies.
The movies. I'm now a YouTube premium member.
Damn, you are like memberships.
I'm memberships.
Sure, I've got it
wow,
like that.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're members.
I forgot where I came from.
Like elite clubs.
You know what? I'm probably paying what mom and dad paid for TV every month.
I got an email from Netflix last week saying they were upping the price of my subscription to $25 a month. $25. I was like,
I think mine's only $18.99. Why is yours $25? What
girl,
kind of crazy features do you have?
I know. I have to ask.
That's
Parker.
Actually beyond the pale.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I used to pay $8 for this monthly, and that
I
felt
would go
about
back
right.
To exchanging DVDs too. You don't have to have 3,000 titles.
No, and the thing
that's
is
so
now I'm
it's
like
probably like 300.
We always say like, oh, but you know our kids watch stuff on them, and I'm like, you
they'd
know,
find other stuff.
They'll find other things. What if I didn't have Netflix? Like, y'all are pushing me.
I think you'd be very brave. There's really, I
can't think of the last, like,
Love is Blind is the only thing I really watch.
That
but,
thing.
Well, and the Three Body Problem.
Three Body Problem is so good. You're right. Yeah.
I love YouTube Premium.
Okay.
I love it.
I
got it so I could download clips because I'm going to start doing fan edits.
I'm so excited for this era.
Still haven't figured out the downloading part. Still.
It's okay.
We'll get there. We're going to get there. You better watch out when I learn how to do
it. Did you ask the robots?
No, that's so smart.
Yeah.
I ended up on R Piracy.
Well, you could say,
and they also had ideas.
I suspect my friend is pirating.
Oh, that's so smart.
What are the signs I should look for?
It could be like a real narc.
It could be a cop.
I think my friend is making fan edits using ill-gotten clips.
A lot of times, like, AI is, like, programmed to be like, I can't teach you how to commit a crime. And it's like, but there's a workaround. You just say, like, if I were writing a book where the villain was going to download clips illegally from YouTube.
And I am writing a book on a girl who makes fan edits in her
30s. Can you explain to me what that process looks like? How would that happen? Mm-hmm. You know?
You're so real for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Y'all better watch out.
Yeah.
I'm going to run that space.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of, like, travel and history videos.
Hell yeah.
I watched a really pretty fascinating 20-minute video on Albania.
Okay.
Do you know any of their shit, dude?
No, isn't that where Dula Peep is from, though?
Is she Albanian? I think Bibi Rixa, and I think also...
Rita Ora.
Yes.
I think Rita Ora and Dua Lipa's grandparents knew each other in the old country.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
It's not a huge country,
yeah.
But brother, it makes sense that there were a lot of emigres because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were under a, like, North Korean-style hermit kingdom...
Oh,
dictatorship
no.
Until 1990, from like 1948 to 1990. It was the same dude. His name was Xhosha, I think. It's
Xhosha.
Like,
no way, dude.
Basically was elected on kind of a fluke because they had to basically have like a requisite number of Muslims
yeah.
for this committee after the war. And he was just like
cool,
super ambitious
here. Yeah.
And took over and like literally was like pulling Stalin type shit left and right.
Oh my God.
He spent like most of the country's budget on constructing like hundreds of thousands of concrete bunkers around the country because he told the people that they were going to get bombed by America any day.
Oh my God.
It was straight up like a North Korea, like no American media, anything like that.
Wow.
Isn't that bananas, dog?
That's crazy.
They were up into the 1990s, were the third poorest country in the world.
Albania.
Yeah, now they're the third poorest in the EU, which is a big step up.
Oh, my
but
God.
Like, yeah. Dude, I'll have to send it to you. I was like, I didn't know any of this.
That's so, yesterday you said you were on your geography bag.
I am.
That's great.
Y'all, when I get into fact gathering mode, no one is safe from my fun facts.
That's so, I love also a 20 minute.
It was exactly right.
Primer mm-hmm. on a country. That feels very like what we would have watched in Mrs. Ollier's class.
Well, you talked about the History Fair yesterday. I was about to say, like,
the
for
damn
fans
history
of
fair.
The History Fair, get on YouTube Premium.
Okay.
I mean, really the main difference is like no ads, which is a big.
Yeah.
Big. Benefit, I would say. Like, you can download things.
Okay. Okay.
So you could
download
background play too.
What is that?
So like when I, if, there's a few songs that are only on YouTube for
me.
Oh,
gotcha.
So, but like the setting on your phone is that if it's not like an actual video, you can't do background play.
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating for me.
Well, you can't like, yeah. So could you turn your phone like screen off and still be listening to the audio?
Yeah, now I can as a premium member.
Okay. Yeah. Tig asked me about YouTube Premium and I was like, God, why? So you can watch like the dumbest shit I've ever seen. I swear to God.
Okay. But the whole universe is on YouTube, turns out.
It's true.
I could really see myself becoming an insane person because it's like for fans of learning any random.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to learn about, like, a random 50-year stretch in Sumeria,
yeah,
someone's made a video about it.
That's
crazy,
dude.
And that's pretty sick.
Dude. Yeah.
You know, but you have to have pure intentions on there.
You do.
You cannot go in there. No, I'm being so serious.
Guys, bring it in.
You cannot face YouTube with imperfect courage.
Right.
You cannot do it. Because there are some, you will fall into the craziest shit. I do not want to hear that you guys are watching the LeBrant family. There's dark stuff on there.
It really can be very dark.
It's
you're
a
right.
slippery slope. It's a pipeline.
Yeah.
From the main page to the LeBrant family.
Yeah. God.
Girl, what's in your bag?
Thanks for asking, Diva. First thing in my bag is a book that I just finished today, an audiobook called When the Clock Broke by John Gans. My husband had read it last year, and so I like put it on my hold list from the library. It finally came up, and it was like a kind of a crash course on stuff that happened when I was little, like the year, like 90, 91, 92, like those couple of years. And I like, there's just like so much about like ambiently, like the political culture that's like, I just feel like, again, like I'm always like missing something. Like I, like I was late to the party. So I would hear people make references to like Ruby Ridge and I'd be like, I don't know what that is. Or like I remember Ross Perot like being made fun of like for his ears, but I didn't really like know kind of the place he occupied in the political sphere.
What did Dad say about him when you brought him up?
And he goes, oh, idiot.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom hates Ross Perot. I think he's like on her number one ops list.
Because he was the one that was like talking shit on teachers a ton.
He became the head of the Texas Department of Education at one point. Oh,
that's right.
And he made it so that teachers had to pass some kind of like, some kind of specific competency test regardless of what they taught. And it was like it was an aptitude test. And my mom was like, in what world does the shop teacher need to like be able to be good at physics? Like, that's just not, you know,
dude,
what I mean?
You're so right.
It's like not fair. And so she, and like, there was, I think she had a couple of teachers there that were, at her school that they had like a really good, like VOTEC program at this high school. There was like a, cosmetology program, and our mom's hairdresser that she went to forever and ever and ever in Houston graduated from there. And then like right after high school, started her own like business, and then she owned like a couple of salons, I think, you know. She like did super well for herself, and they had like a building program where people would like learn how to be a general contractor, and so they would like be able to leave high school and be a foreman on like a big construction site. So they'd like build a whole house with Habitat for Humanity together as a group and like do stuff, and the guy, the teacher, was a native Spanish speaker. And so he had to take the test in English, and he was like, but like, my mom was like, why did he need to do that? Like, he's good at what he teaches, but he's really good at it. You know, he needs to be measured as like what he's there to teach, you know? Anyways,
man,
they hate Ross Perot, and I do too. But also like just, like talk radio and its kind of unique place in the culture, and like daytime TV and Jerry Springer, and like, they talked about the, what were those Rodney King riots? Like, I didn't really know the specifics of it. I knew the general contours. But, and then like kind of the fraught relationship in LA between like, I think it was Korean immigrants and the Black community that was like just inflamed by like a lot of things going on at that time. And then the LAPD kind of like feeding that on purpose. It was wild. It was a really, really
Dude,
good.
I gotta read this.
Yeah. It was a good book. It was, it's the, it's like Con Men, Conspiracists, and Something is the tagline.
I love like a very specific history book.
Yeah.
Like that's like a few years.
Yeah. But it was like interesting too, 'cause it had the feel of being like a, this is a primer. You know what I mean? Like there was like, they went kind of in depth about like they hung a lot of it on the 92 election and Ross Perot's kind of role in it, but they, he rewound and talked about David Duke and kind of like, he was like, you kind of need to understand David Duke's particular role in the country at that time to understand like someone like Pat Buchanan, who was also kind of a, almost a spoiler candidate. Anyways, really interesting.
Which one of those guys went down that water slide in their suit?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
You and I had to, like, fight to find that clip recently.
Was it Pat Buchanan?
It might have been. And it was, like...
wasn't he also on, like, 700 Club or something?
Yeah, it was... they were doing it at that thing that the...
Tammy Faye?
The Gemstones, like, Righteous Park, whatever. Righteous Gemstones Park is based off of.
Yes.
Yeah, the Tammy Faye Bible Park.
Yeah, they were friends with Pat Buchanan. Remember, they had Jerry Falwell talking about like, well, we're gonna vote for Pat, and she was like, I don't mind Bush.
That's right.
You know, anyways, damn. Second thing in my bag is plastic gemstones.
Oh my god.
I got a 1 pound bag of them at Michael's for I think $6 or $7, and I just am gonna start hot gluing them to things. Yeah. That's the plan. I'm thinking this little table would be a great place to start right here.
Oh,
you know?
Yes. This is a story your kids are going to tell about the era that you just randomly started hot gluing gemstones.
Yeah. I've really been taken recently with like the TikTok trend of like remembering I have free will, so I did whatever. Like,
I love that.
I think that's such a fun
remind. Like, clue me in on some of those.
Yeah,
man, gemstones is a. I'm really inspired by that choice.
I think, like, ornamentation generally, I'm gonna start getting a little tacky.
Honestly, and, why like, not?
Go for it. You know, because mm-hmm. I want to do. There's a girl I saw who stenciled like a block print design on her wall. Because she was like, it was way cheaper than doing wallpaper mm-hmm. and easier. And I was like, yeah, I could do that. That's like a weekend project. Mm-hmm. You know, I could paint and stencil my half bath. Why yeah. not? You know? And if I mess it up, it's just paint, you know?
It's true.
Anyways, yeah, I'm trying to adopt an Amy Sedaris attitude towards things.
I love
And I think
her
that
apartment.
Tacky plastic gemstones is the first
that
place
is a
to go.
Really good first step. And you know what? You were also so right to buy this little kawaii bird from Target that I was like, I don't need this. You were like, I do.
She's really cute. She looks like a Disney princess bird to me.
If I see her again, I'm going to get her.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Target loves to have a bird. They're still putting birds on things.
Mm-hmm. Which is like...
That's also
it's been consistent for you.
I love Bert. I got one tattooed on me.
You did.
Famously.
We've got to talk about it. No, oh, we've got to finish
I have
the bag.
One more thing,
girl. I'm so sorry.
We're 26 minutes in.
I know.
And the last thing is I just want to have some gripes about this current state of retail. My sister and I went out yesterday afternoon in the hunt with ready money, babes.
Uh-huh.
Ready to spend.
You don't even understand. I'm expecting a lump sum soon. I'm actually going to act crazy.
We were just looking for some cute shorts and stuff to wear on our trip soon. And I was just not pleased with what I was seeing out there, girls.
Ass, dude.
Like, Gap... It's like some of the stuff in there, I was like, okay, that's cute. Like, we like those little cardigans... that were kind of like the tight 90s, like mm-hmm. Daria Fashion Club cardigans.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't seem like high quality. Like one of the snaps had, the pearl had come out of it. It was not giving.
It's just like devastating to be like making money and like losing weight and like not getting my accommodations met.
Like, I wanted to come and spend money.
I need you to also, before you forget, send me those photos of you not wearing the bathing costumes in Anthropologie.
We tried on some pretty silly. I think the vision we were going for was like 70s swinging
like
singles
70s
by the pool.
Like sun worshiper.
Yeah.
It was this terry cloth.
Romper
that was like very Rydell High looking.
Yes.
And we were like, no, but this is gonna be a serve, and we put it on and I felt like McPoyle, like activated.
It was so oddly constructed, so big on the top, and like it just kept falling down. It was silly.
It was like I wish I had been absolutely suited in that moment.
Yeah.
Because to remember now that you and I both put that garment on and we're like, well,
no,
because
we were like, it's $25. Like we could wear it as a pool cover up. That'd be kind of funny. But then we were like, but we could do better than this.
Mm-hmm. We should just go back to Rue 21 and pick out some stupid hats again.
Definitely. And you know what would be fun, honestly, is those terry cloth dress the girls were wearing in 2005. You know, the little strapless smocked.
I saw a few things like that out in the world.
That
we
seems like
do
a
that.
Perfect swimsuit cover up.
You know what I think I might do in addition to wearing a Paul Frank t-shirt
mm-hmm.
on this trip
it.
Is potentially getting a Von Dutch hat.
You should.
Okay.
For sure. And you know what? You should wear it when we go to Charlie XCX. Because Von Dutch is one of my favorite songs on that album.
I'm going to do that. That's exactly why I need a Paul Frank t-shirt.
And a Von Dutch hat.
It should be Baby Doll.
And a stud belt.
So you can see my C-section scar. And a stud belt. I almost added a stud belt to cart on HotTopic.com recently.
I know you did. And like, why did you stop yourself?
You and I are like, we're going back into... We actually are rowing back, born ceaselessly into the past.
Watch me. I've decided to double-click on sort of childhood whimsy. I see you're double-clicking on teen...
Maybe.
Tween
maybe
energy.
Refined. Cheekier.
Oh, of course. Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get into this issue. I'll keep it brief, girl. I can
We got
do that.
A motor. We got a motor.
So, the...
Hope you didn't come to the podcast for the the conceit of the podcast.
We're good. We're like at the halfway point.
Oh, we munched on that yellow this year.
Yes. So it was Hello Sunshine. And actually, we were just talking about how
yellow's
probably
back.
Butter yellow. But mm-hmm. like Paris Hilton is wearing a vintage YSL dress. I think she looks adorable.
I wouldn't style it the same way now, but I like the dress. Katie Holmes, this is
Sunday skew.
Stupid. It's just a shapeless yellow dress.
I hate it. Wow, I hate it.
Jada Pinkett, I don't like that dress, girl. Mina Suvari, it looks beautiful.
Liz
she's
Hurley,
gorgeous.
You look amazing as always, legend.
Yeah, but that dress is kind of a scoochy party dress.
See.
It's not.
Oh, you're right. My apologies, Miss Girl. I didn't realize it was gathered in a coochie-like pattern on the coochie. Nicole Richie does look good, though.
Nicole Richie looks cute, yeah.
Oh, I love that Paris and Nicole sandwiched all this bullshit meat between them.
They, honestly, Nicole's dress looks a little like a Project Runway contestant may have made it.
The hair also gives a little...
on second thought.
The editor would like to retract that slay. I no longer agree with
I'm
going to
give it a qualified, you look cute. That's cute. Okay, who will win for best dress? This is the aforementioned bullshit fashion conjecture.
These are, and this is what they're showing here is previous data.
Yes, and I think this may be the girls who were nominated for best actress that year. Okay. I don't know what, is it Million Dollar Baby? Okay, yeah. So Cate Blanchett for The Aviator, mm-hmm. Virginia Madsen, flop. For Sideways.
She was in that Britney movie last year, dude.
Yep. I mean, the movie itself, to be clear, was like older than that. I thought. Maybe it's not.
I don't think it was, because I think there was an ad for it.
Yeah, girl. Wasn't
she? There was an ad for it.
She was in the Britney movie that we watched mm-hmm. with the girl from, like, The Color of Friendship.
The Color of Friendship, right. But I think that came out in 2004.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, I thought you meant 2024.
Oh, no, when I'm saying last year in
you mean,
this podcast,
yes.
I mean 2004.
You're right. Okay, so as of the publication time.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is it was a quick leap to the Oscars from the TV movie where she plays...
That's true.
An ersatz Britney Spears' trashy mother.
I've never seen Sideways, have you?
No, and I never will. Mm-mm-mm. And I'm just not going to watch it.
Kate Winslet, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Looking good, legend.
I don't remember who won this year. I think it was Hilary Swank for Million Dollar Baby,
I think that's right.
Right.
And boy, that's a bummer because Kate Winslet really did such a good job in that movie.
Yeah. Oh my God, she really did. I'm going to rewatch that soon. So they asked 100 women in New York City. And I also wonder sometimes, I'm like, what if they were just like, while we have you here, I'm going to ask you three questions. Which of the best actress nominees do you think will win? Who's hotter? Hilary Swank or blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Because they'll always say we asked 100. And I'm like, did you do it all at once? These interns did not have that kind of forethought.
Do I think there was a lot of data integrity? No.
No, certainly not. So anyways, they asked 100 people who is basically ruling the red carpet this year.
Who is ruling the red carpet?
They had kind of a narrative going already based on the BAFTAs, the Oscar nominations lunch, the Golden Globes, etc. Mm-hmm. DGA awards, whatever the hell that is. Anyways, so the winner was Cate Blanchett, 39%. Right. Second place, Hilary Swank with 32%. Disappointingly, Kate Winslet with 21%. Girls, she looks so gorgeous.
Have a look. Of course we'll have a look.
And Virginia Madsen absolutely flopping in at fourth place with 8%.
No one cares about you, girl. Man.
Girl, come on. Anyways.
Kate Winslet is a whole lot of woman, man. Every time I see her, it's giving va, va, voom.
It's a-uga. Definitely. Fashion Police, this week we are roasting Blue Cantrell, Faith Evans, Liza Minnelli,
alone.
And Gwen Stefani. And worst of these is Gwen Stefani, because she should have known better. This is such a silly garment. She's wearing, it's a bumblebee onesie, like black and yellow stripes. Actually, is it a onesie or just like a t-shirt dress that's gathering between her legs as she walks?
I think it's that. Hold on. What happened to the mic?
Oh, it is on still. The audio just cut out for us.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I think that I exhaled so hard at the sight of the dress that it disabled the microphone. No, she looks... It's like a Port Aransas swim cover.
Yeah. It's really bad.
And the hair is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's like Rolf the dog.
Yeah. She did that kind of like big...
This is not even worth talking about Liza Minnelli's outfit. She just looks like any old mom.
Yeah, she's wearing like that all-purpose garment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like a tarp.
Yeah, a turtleneck tunic and a bunch of like cross necklaces.
It's not the best look in the world, but you know, she's an old lady. Mm-hmm. Leave her alone.
Faith Evans, not great.
Blue Cantrell is, it's kind of a lot to take in, but she's holding a, I can't tell if it's a coat or like a big throw, like a big fur thing over her left arm. And they said, excuse me, sir, where can I put my roadkill? Stupid.
Anyways. I mean, it's got to feel bad to write those jokes.
It's like,
as a comedian, I'm sure you're happy for the work, but.
Did you think that was a funny little joke?
Like, I don't think they. Stupid. They don't super care.
Okay, so then they had last page of the fashion police is worst Oscar hair ever. And they're so wrong. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow's hair looks cool.
Yeah, I like it.
She had like a braid on one side. It was kind of sleek. The it's makeup's cute. Too much by half, but the hair was cute. J-Lo's hair, this is that classic bouffant she did. it was a lot.
But do you remember girls used to do that? They would give themselves a little Elvis bouffant in the middle. And then, once again, Rolf the dog ears on the side.
Yeah, but like she...
That was a crazy beauty trend.
This is bundles, though. She's got a couple pounds of hair in here, I think.
It looks heavy.
It looks really heavy. Drew Barrymore with her classic, like, daisies over her ears. Like, it's iconic. It's Drew Barrymore, you know?
They have a point with Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis in cornrows is a choice, for sure. Definitely not something I would co-sign or approve of. And Kate Hudson's hair is not the best.
It's giving Bonnie Bedelia.
Yeah, it's a little too...
stop saying it's giving, Lindsay. I hear myself
Bonnie Bedelia, someone that the youths all famously know.
No, I finally clicked it, and I was like, you've got to come back from brain rot. You need to wake up, Pearl.
Wake up, Pearl. Okay, in couples news, they have an exclusive Matthew and Penelope's love story. Matthew McConaughey and Penelope Cruz were dating at this time.
It was cute.
I have nothing to say of him. That is so hot.
Oh, yeah. They looked good.
Two of our prettiest, I say. Okay, I did not... This is absolutely gagging me in World News of the Week. I'm actually... Yeah, I guess that was the only couple story. So, moving on to a miscellany. No, I'm going to... So, sorry. I just want to get this out of the way, and then I'll come back to World News of the Week. But Bobby Flay got married this week.
Okay.
So, we'll count this as couples news. Do you recognize the bride?
I do, but why? Wait.
Her name is Stephanie March. She was on Law & Order SVU and also on 30 Rock as Jack's friend Thomas, the lesbian that he set Liz up with in season one.
Yes.
Very important, very iconic. I always thought she looked a little bit like Robin Wright.
Yes.
So she
married Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay. And like, wow. I need to look up whether they're still married.
I forgot about Jack's lesbian friend. Isn't he never like, see her again.
Famously a cheater, Bobby Flay.
I don't know.
He's been rumored to be the father of January Jones's baby for a long time. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
She kind of gagged us keeping a paternity secret.
Yeah,
she did. Her and Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling. It is cool. Because it's really none of our business. I'm like,
but now I got to know.
I do got to know. Okay, so Love Lives. Actually, I had more couples news than I realized. Drew and Fabrizio back on. Okay. Cool.
Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for letting me know. Honestly, I could have skipped that. I don't know why. I did think this was funny. Demi and Ashton in the jacuzzi. They had to let us know that they were spotted in a jacuzzi.
In the jacuzzi as well. It's
like likely place for a couple to be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
On vacation. Oh, God.
That used to mean something, though. And it used to mean something quite sexual.
I guess so.
In the jacuzzi.
In the jacuzzi as well. You're right. At this time, that was like shorthand in teen movies for like,
which,
it's going
to
go down.
Which to me has always been bananas because I'm like, my garden would not be out in boiling water. What if I doing a damn water burn? No. Absolutely. This is a lie made up by Big Jacuzzi. Nobody's doing that. Or if you are, ew. He's giving BV, and that's the last time it'll be giving.
You're so right. Like, that's just, it doesn't, I don't know. I get that it's, like, relaxing or whatever, but I just think of...
I would pass out.
No, oh, not... I would not be trying to do anything
no,
in there.
No, I'm just saying, like, honestly, I spend more than 20 minutes in a jacuzzi, and it's like...
I gotta go to bed.
I've been diagnosed with POTS.
Totally. It really is.
I get so dehydrated.
It is very jarring. But when I get out of that jacuzzi at Mom and Dad's house, I'm like, it's straight to bed, gang. Do not speak to me.
No, I know.
I get so sleepy. Anyways, let's get to the cover story here. Paris talks.
This is horrible.
So we have a couple of spreads about her sidekick. She was an early and enthusiastic adopter of early smartphone technology.
Oh, yeah.
They had to explain what a sidekick is in parentheses in case for those who are uninitiated.
Well, and again, at this time, there were hundreds, thousands kinds of phones you could have.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was very possible that you would just not know of one. Mm-hmm. So they called the sidekick a mini computer with phone, email, and instant messaging capabilities. So basically, she was in Aruba and Nikki called her to be like, hey, babe. Whole phone's contents is on the internet. And she was like, oh no. So their info was in the sidekick. We've got a little sidebar. Lil Jon apparently was getting prank called so much with people just going, yeah, and okay. He said, very original. I had to change my number.
I'd do it.
I would too. Lindsay Lohan. It's crazy. I even got an email from someone pretending to be Hugh Hefner.
Oh, boy.
Okay, cool. So
Hugh Hefner's at home like, damn. I hate when she leave me on red.
It's so true. Okay, so they have a who she's friends with. Everyone from Christina Aguilera to Luke Wilson to Pauly Shore and even to us staffers had their digits or email address in Hilton's sidekick. Ashley Simpson also made an appearance, as did Hilton's Simple Life co-star, listed as Miss Nicole Richie, complete with a sweet note Hilton wrote reminding herself to call Richie on her birthday, September 21st.
Aw.
I know. And who's not a pal?
Miss Nicole Richie.
Miss Nicole Richie. Though there's a mysterious note from October 2nd alluding to a check from Rick, don't look for the numbers of ex's Rick Solomon, who released their infamous sex tape, or Nick Carter. Also missing from the contact list, fellow party girl Tara Reid. She's two-faced, explains a Hilton pal. And Carson Daly. I've given her my number thousands of times, he joked to us at the February 21st TRL Awards at NYC. She never puts it in her damn sidekick. Carson.
Baby, it's not gonna happen.
Come close, baby. Come here. You're so annoying. Please leave. Like, she is... She's not going to call you.
I'm going to kick your nuts when I say this.
Exactly.
I can't stand your ass, Carson Daly.
I cannot stand him. He's so corny. Okay. So we, what at first read like some of the juiciest messages, September 27th, and what conversation might that be, bitch? And did she learn her lesson? Actually seemed like dialogue for running, or sorry, actually seemed to be Hilton running dialogue for National Lampoon's Pledge This, the sorority film she was shooting in Miami.
Damn.
Wow. And then she was also texting Naomi Campbell about how they could get out of a club at some point. Very funny.
Out of the club?
Out of the club. Up in the club.
They're still going on Paris.
They're still going on Paris. They have a thing along the bottom that says, is Paris a drama magnet? Wherever the heiress goes, trouble seems to follow. November 2003, she's in public crying about the release of her sex tape.
Oh, boy.
Classic Heidi. Remember when Heidi made that whole...
Yeah, they went outside and cried.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. 6 days after splitting with Nick Carter, Paris sports bruises on her arms and lip that friends claim are from Carter. He denies it. That was in July of 2004. The next month, the sisters discover a break-in at their Hollywood Hills home. I think that's the bling ring thing, right?
Oh, wow.
Among the items stolen, videos of Paris with Carter and her diary. August 2004, her Tinkerbell disappeared. And she put her up with a $5,000 reward, and they were reunited. October 2004, a tape reportedly shows Paris at a party using the N-word. And Barton's beau, Brandon Davis, tells the National Enquirer, Hilton's a racist plus an idiot. Oof. December 15th, she is caught trying to destroy a poster of her sex tape and allegedly steals the DVD. Vandalism and threat charges are filed but dropped. And then the sidekick drama.
You know what? Sorry, no one is as entertaining.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I can't, I don't know, man. I just, it was fun to watch her behave so poorly.
She was a little
stinker. It was a blast to read about her little hijinks that week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of like an interesting, she served a purpose culturally. We all love to have someone to like gossip about.
Yeah, and she was fine with it, it seemed.
Yeah, she was like, well, I'm having fun, making a lot of money.
I don't mind if you know.
You think I'm a brat. That's okay. Okay, loose talk. Kevin Federline says, I look at it as she kind of scored me. I'm joking on whether he scored Britney Spears.
Okay, Kevin.
Not even funny as a joke, Kevin. Okay, Marcia Cross. Before Desperate Housewives, I was seeing clients and I had gotten my master's in psychology. It's such an honorable career and I hope I practice. Okay, educated.
Wow. You can tell.
A practicing therapist?
Look at her.
Yeah. Oh, she's so pretty.
She is.
Natalie Portman. I'm in a silly job, but I don't see why that's a negative thing. Sirius is overrated. Gemini Queen. All right.
Work, Natalie.
Work. Okay. World News of the Week. We have 11 stories. How many do you think are domestic and how many are foreign?
Two.
One is not in the U.S.
Wow.
And it was in London. Nothing really to remark on other than Bobby Flay's wedding, as I mentioned.
This is their most trash segment.
They really just throw, like, the most random bullshit
in here. It's not even ever anything cool. It's like, no. Guess who's at a charity function
this Stars week? Are Just Like Us is usually a flop, too. It's here's Reese Witherspoon getting a pedicure. It's like, okay, I assumed she did.
Had a good time.
Thanks for letting us know. I don't read about this to see how they're relatable to me.
Mm-mm. No, I want to hear about their crazy expensive skincare.
Classic Us Weekly bullshit they made up is who looks most like their dog. And they gathered 5 photos of celebrities with their dogs and asked 100 people in New York City's Times Square which one most looks like their dog. And the winner was, congratulations, Oprah Winfrey and her Cocker Spaniel, Sophie.
Okay.
Thanks for letting us know.
Okay. That was a whole page, too.
I know. Like, silly. Silly behavior. Okay, The Record. Here is some, you know, important celebrity news from the week. And I need to remember that this is also where the birthdays are for the end. My goodness. Falling down on the job. Okay, baby news. Congratulations to David Beckham and Victoria Beckham, who have been married for 5 years and have had 3 babies already.
Wow.
They just had their 3rd son. So they had a girl last, which Damn. Is so funny. I bet that little girl is so
a stink
funny. She gets to be such a, like, can you imagine being Victoria Beckham's daughter?
Only daughter. Yeah. Your only and youngest.
Congratulations, babe.
Wow.
That's fun.
That's okay. A very fun karmic assignment.
I agree. I would enjoy that job, I feel. Mm-hmm. Okay, blonde ambition. Martha Stewart has flown her hairstylist, Frederick Fekai, to Alderson Federal Prison Camp in West Virginia. They discussed how to restore the blonde to her roots, which have reverted to gray while she's been in prison.
I know that's right. That is icon behavior. That's so I good. Hope it's true.
I do, too. Sandra Dee died this week.
Aww.
Our grandfather used to talk about how he met her for an assignment for high school newspaper or something.
Oh, I don't think I knew that one.
Also, Hunter S. Thompson died this week. And they just went ahead and they said he committed suicide and they said the method. We don't do that now. And I think it's good that we don't do that now.
Isn't super our business.
It's like now I think now the wording tends to be like they lost their battle with mental health.
Yeah.
Or something. It's like very soft.
Succumbed.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Succumbed. Okay. Writer's block. The publisher Random House is suing P. Diddy, 35, for failing to pay back a $300,000 advance for a memoir they say he never wrote.
Ugh.
Yikes.
You should write it now.
Yeah, you've got nothing but time now.
Go ahead, give it a whirl.
And also, Bill Cosby was cleared of charges for one of his many wrongs this week. Okay, Tom Cruise's new girlfriend, a star on the rise,
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara. This is before, this is a couple of years before Modern Family would have started.
Yeah.
And it's like so funny to see an early modern Sofia Vergara. Wow. She didn't have, like, her hair was beautiful, but like she didn't have any highlights or curl or anything to it. And this outfit just doesn't look like how you would see her now.
No, I mean, it's not like super pulled together.
But the thing is,
it's a pretty girl. She's just a pretty girl.
So pretty. Okay. Whose ring is biggest? So a spate of celebrity engagements at this time. And they wanted to give us the lowdown on the following engagement rings. Heidi Klum's 10 plus carat.
Whoo.
Fancy yellow oval diamond sitting on a thin yellow gold band lined with yellow diamonds. Estimated value $150,000. It sounds like way more than that to me.
How did Seal have it like that?
I always wondered this because I was like, you know, you had your bops for sure. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he was like an enormous deal overseas.
Well, I do think that that Batman song was like Kiss from a Rose that summer. Yeah. Oh,
definitely. That song, I could kick a door off its hinges. That's a great song.
We played it at my wedding reception. You
did?
Yeah. And, God. And everyone went nuts.
It's a great song. Man, it's honestly almost too intense for like everyday consumption though.
I know. And it's courtly.
It is so courtly. La, da, da,
da, da, da, we're going to watch the video for that after this.
You bet. Okay. We also have Nicolette Sheridan. I don't think she actually married this guy because she got back with Michael Bolton, I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have Christina Aguilera with her hair on Barbara.
Dude, it looks so bad on her. It
is preposterous. And Nicole Richie looking youthful and cool, like next to her, extra youthful and cool. Because it's like, well, you know what I do is I just wear my hair in a way that looks cute and makes sense for me.
What was she trying here?
It's something. It's really bad. Like, comb through the curls at least, girl.
They're so tight.
You know, it looks like those ancient Roman busts of women with like a Flavian hairstyle. But like,
you're so right.
It's so bad.
It's Flavian.
Oh, I hate it. Christina Aguilera's engagement ring was 5+ carats, and they estimate that it was worth $78,500.
Okay.
Nicole Richie's engagement ring is, by contrast, a modest $75,000.
They were both with, like, Trustafarians, right?
I think, well, Nicole Richie was with DJ AM.
Yeah. I think he had a rich father.
That seems right. I mean, to be a DJ.
Yeah. And then Jordan Bratman's dad was, like a big head of A&R, right?
I think that's right. Yeah. That sounds right. Camilla Parker Bowles, an 8-carat engagement ring worth a valued $1 million. These leeches. I hate the monarchy.
My friend Jenny still has absolutely so much smoke specifically for Camilla.
Yeah. Period. Because Diana is my girl.
We watched the, what do you call it? The coronation a couple years ago. And she kept referring to her as the mayor. Like that old horse. Like just nothing but equine words for her.
I don't care for her, I must say. But, no. You know, whatever. I really don't think about that old lady that much.
No.
Sienna Miller, this is surprising to me. She had a cluster instead of a single diamond.
Oh.
Yeah. A 9-diamond cluster known as an illusion setting on a platinum and gold band worth an estimated $7,500. So, interesting. It says, anytime diamonds are grouped together in a cluster to give the impression of one large diamond, someone wants love desperately. The downside? The wearer is either pompous or their fiancé is a narcissist. Ouch. Okay, this is some random jeweler that they asked to weigh in on this, and she's like assigning psychological problems to people based on their engagement rings.
Girl, don't you sell jewelry?
Right. Okay, thanks.
Did you have to get a PhD for that or what?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Oscar stars secret school photos. Here is a very young Kate Winslet. They love Kate to do Winslet. This
secret breaking.
Breaking news. Kate Winslet was always a cherubic little girl. She's so cute in this
picture. What is her hair, dude?
Oh, this one's crazy.
Oh, it's a hat. It's a hat.
No, but this hair is crazy. This 90s
that
hair.
That is wild. Lindsay, yeah. I thought that was... I was looking at, like, Dolezal curls.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's wearing a straw hat. And we also have a picture of Morgan Freeman and Hilary Swank and Natalie Portman. They said Natalie Portman took enough AP classes at Syosset High School to enter Harvard as a sophomore.
Okay.
I did the same at Texas Agricultural and Mechanical, Natalie.
Did y'all go to college at the same time?
No, she's older than me. Thank you.
Like a year, right? Or
a couple of years. I think maybe 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
She's a Gemini, though. I always have to say that. We've also got a young Annette Benning, whose former drama teacher said she was in plays, but she also scuba dived.
Hey, cool.
She grew up in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, she did.
What a cool person. Mm-hmm. God. She looks adorable. Like, she looks like the kind of kid I would have hung out with in high school.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. But, like, he was a child actor, so we all knew what he looked like.
I know. Don't pull a slick one on me like that.
Young Virginia Madsen and young Johnny Depp, who I know was a little shit to have in class.
I know that's right. But also, I need big Virginia Madsen to stop trying it.
Just stop.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
We're not interested, Virginia. Peddle your wares elsewhere. We haven't heard from her since this Oscar season, I feel. You not in a meaningful way. You could always try Sears. We have a home tour of Melissa Rivers' palatial pad in the Palisades, Pacific Palisades.
The thing that makes me just so tickled every time I see her is that she is her mama's face.
Yeah, definitely.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And like, did she ever try to do her own thing, or was she just like,
so. I really,
and I'm also with my mom. I know. I'm like, girl, get up.
Yeah.
Where are you? Your mom was in Baton.
We need you.
Anyways, her house was, you know, tasteful for the time. It's very 2005. But she has like a cool collection of silver pill boxes that her father had collected.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is nice. Okay. And I think, let's see. Oh, I did want to call attention to their review for Their Eyes Were Watching God, a book I had to read in high school. Did mm-hmm. you read it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So Oprah Winfrey produced this lush 1920s era pic based on Harlem Renaissance star Zora Neale Hurston's classic novel about a Florida woman named Janie Crawford, Halle Berry. Janie's history of passionless marriages is finally healed in the arms of a younger man, a gambler named Tea Cake, Michael Ealy. Eyes has long been a pet project of Winfrey's, and Berry's heartfelt performance is in the right place. Sadly, the result is a letdown. The flick's a meandering and surprisingly silly love story. In sum, Janie's hair is shampoo commercial ready, but she's just not a very interesting character. Final say, 1.5 stars. Not much for our eyes to watch here. That is so bitchy for what?
No, they ate. They ate with that last one. Not much for our eyes to watch here. Well, and again, it's almost like, yeah, it's a movie that came out in late February. Like,
right, what, exactly.
You know, you gotta kind of grade on a curve for anything that comes out in the first 2 months of the
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Nobody's doing their best at that time mm-hmm. of year. That's honestly kind of bitchy of the movie industry to be like, we're gonna bury these in the most depressing
year.
Part of the year.
Yeah, so everyone knows not to go see your little stinky movie.
This issue has been brought to you by a book currently in bookstores now from the editors of Us Weekly, The Rise and Fall of Hollywood's Golden Couple, Brad and Jen.
Wow.
The split heard round the world is what the ad says.
Granny would have read that.
Get the no holds barred look at the anatomy of heartbreak and where it all went wrong for Hollywood's Golden Couple, available in bookstores now. I bet they sold it at like newsstands at the grocery store too.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like when How Real Simple will do those things at the beginning of the year where they're like, this isn't actually a regular issue. It's a book. So it'll be $15.
Like when you go to the front of Target and they've got a little booklet from like Time and it's like, the Bible.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Prophecies.
Okay, have a normal
it's
one.
It's crazy that like for all of our lives in the background at the checkout line, there's always been a pamphlet on prophecies.
Yeah, it's spooky a little bit, I would
it
say.
It is.
My goodness. Well, with that, I'm going to close this issue. And I would just like to wish a happy birthday to Eva Mendes.
Happy birthday, girl.
Bye.